Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Call 0345 6060973. Text 84850. Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
To the extraordinary story, a lone wolf gunman carrying out America's deadliest mass shooting in a meticulously planned attack after waiting for 3 days in his hotel suite before striking at a festival crowd of 22,000. Stephen Paddock, who was 64, a former millionaire investor and accountant, killed at least 59 people and injured a further 527 when he fired on concertgoers from the vantage point of a 32nd-floor hotel room in Las Vegas. LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks reports on the reaction to the shooting from across the United States and what it means for the ongoing debate about gun control.
There is now something depressingly formulaic about the way in which America reacts to mass shootings, even when the mass shooting in question is deemed the deadliest in modern American history. There are the horrific cell phone videos illustrating on this occasion gunman Stephen Paddock cutting down innocent concertgoers from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel on the iconic Las Vegas Strip. There are the awful testimonies of witnesses and survivors.
We hid behind a building and we could just hear hundreds of rounds going off.
There was dead bodies on the street, there was dead bodies in the place, there was dead bodies everywhere.
Then there is the "we never saw it coming" response of the gunman's family, in this case his brother Eric Paddock.
Was he particularly, you know, hyped up about politics?
Nothing.
Or anything?
Nothing. No religious affiliation, no political affiliation, no, he just hung out.
There is the presidential appearance, this time President Trump leading the nation in mourning and emphasizing the need for the nation to come together.
To the families of the victims, we are praying for you and we are here for you. And we ask God to help see you through this very dark period.
And then there is the insistence of elected officials that it would be wrong to use this event to justify any tightening of or discussion about America's extremely lax gun control laws. This time round, it was White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders who gave voice to that sentiment during her daily briefing.
Look, this is an unspeakable tragedy. Today is a day for consoling the survivors and mourning those we lost. Our thoughts and prayers are certainly with all of those individuals. There's a time and place for a political debate, but now is the time to unite as a country.
The investigation into the Las Vegas attack continues. The motive for it is unknown. President Trump will spend much of Wednesday visiting Las Vegas and presumably again avoiding discussion of America's gun laws. He is, after all, in hock to the powerful National Rifle Association, but so are many Democrats alongside their Republican brethren. There are voices speaking out, and they include Mark Kelly, the astronaut husband of former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who survived an assassination attempt back in 2011.
Thoughts and prayers are important. We send our thoughts and prayers too, but they are not enough. Your thoughts and prayers aren't going to stop the next shooting. Only action and leadership will do that.
But as he conceded there is no leadership on the issue. There is no end in sight. And there will be another mass shooting that we'll all be reporting sometime soon. It's like repeating the same dream over and over and over again. Except, of course, that it's a nightmare.
LBC's Simon Marks reporting.